Ever feel like your relationships are a bit rocky? Like you're constantly walking on eggshells or navigating a minefield of emotions? You know that feeling, right? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to build stronger, more fulfilling connections with the people in your life? Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence. Today, we're diving into something super important: cultivating positive relationships. Because let's face it, our relationships are the bedrock of our happiness and well-being. They shape who we are, how we see the world, and ultimately, how fulfilled we feel. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Relationships are complicated. It's all about give and take, compromise, and figuring out this crazy thing called communication. And yeah, there's definitely truth to that. But with a little bit of intentionality and the right mindset, we can create stronger, more supportive connections that enrich our lives. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those positive relationships. 1. Practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding what someone is saying, their emotions, their needs, their perspectives. When someone's talking, put your phone down, make eye contact, and really focus on what they're sharing. Ask questions to clarify, reflect back what you hear to show them you understand, and resist the urge to interrupt or jump in with your own story. Think about it. How good does it feel when someone truly listens to you? That validation, that sense of being heard and understood, is a powerful thing. When we practice active listening, we create space for genuine connection and build trust. 2. Be kind, even when it's hard. Let's be real, sometimes people can be frustrating, right? They might say or do things that rub us the wrong way, and our initial reaction might be to lash out or withdraw. But here's the thing. Kindness is a superpower. Choosing kindness, even when it's challenging, shows strength of character and creates a more positive environment. It doesn't mean ignoring red flags or letting things slide unchecked, but rather approaching conflicts with empathy and a willingness to understand different perspectives. Remember, we all make mistakes, and extending grace goes a long way in building stronger bonds. They celebrate the good stuff. We tend to focus on the negative, the challenges, the disagreements, the stuff that doesn't go our way. But what about the good stuff? Make an effort to notice and celebrate the positive aspects of your relationships, a thoughtful gesture, a shared laugh, a moment of genuine connection. Expressing gratitude and appreciation reinforces the positive vibes and strengthens those bonds over time. Think about it like watering a plant. You need to nurture it with positivity to help it thrive. Or set healthy boundaries. This is crucial. It's about knowing your limits and communicating them clearly so both parties feel respected and valued. Think about what drains your energy, what makes you uncomfortable, and what values are non-negotiable for you in a relationship. Setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's self-care and essential for healthy, fulfilling connections. It's like having invisible walls that protect your well-being. They allow space for others to be themselves while also safeguarding your own emotional needs. 5. Be patient and persistent. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. There will be ups and downs, disagreements, and moments where you feel like throwing in the towel. But remember, it's worth it. Keep showing up, keep communicating, keep nurturing those connections, and over time, you'll see the rewards of your efforts. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Remember that friend who always seemed to have it all together? The one who effortlessly navigated social situations, had amazing relationships, and never seemed stressed out. Turns out, even they struggle sometimes. They confided in me recently that they've been working hard on setting boundaries with certain people in their life, something they never thought they'd need to do. It was eye-opening for both of us. Remember, we're all human. We make mistakes, we have insecurities, and we all crave connection. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, active listening, kindness, celebrating the good stuff, setting healthy boundaries, and being patient and persistent, you can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships that bring joy, support, and meaning to your life. So, what's one thing you're going to take away from today's episode and implement in your own relationships? Share it with me on social media, tag me at Logan Cruz Podcast. I want to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep cultivating those positive connections and rocking your stoic life journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.